Two men in a six pack starts in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, two men and a six-pack listeners, to episode 42, the Sunday before the Super Bowl, legitimately the worst sports day in freaking history today. I found myself watching the National Championship Flag Football Championships that the ESPN and ABC commentators were commentating on. So pretty interesting there. Anyway, so I want to thank Twin Peaks, our sponsor every single week. They are not giving us food this week because we are doing the listener appreciation test. I also want to thank SportsCarolinaMonthly.com because they are rebroadcasting and redistributing this podcast all over the state of North Carolina. Sports Carolina Monthly, daily in-depth coverage of Panther, Hornets, ACC, NASCAR, and more. So you can visit them at SportsCarolinaMonthly.com. So going to hit on a few... something pretty exciting next week. Stay tuned. I'll talk about it later, but we will be Facebook living live from Twin Peaks next week. We'll be recording the podcast there. We're going to do it about 1 or 1:30 before the Super Bowl. Mike is going to set us up with some food and some beverages, and I don't think we're going to have to wait on ourselves. So there may be some co-eds that might serve it to us as well. So that's a good thing. But anyway, so... for those watching on Facebook Live, Trevor is monitoring, I think, our Facebook Live feed. So if you have any comments or you want to say something you think that's worth saying, then just type in the comment section. We'll look at it and we'll either say, great point, good comment, or damn, that's dumb. One of the two. We'll figure out what we're going to do from there point on. So let's get going. We're going to start the show. First, I got Bob Mills. I got man Trevor Harden. Trevor, you back from your siesta?
Off of siesta.
I got Goody. I got my man Andy Fisher, and who likes to eat hamburgers, and we'll be talking about that at some point in time later. I got the coach of Onslow County, Coach of the Year many times, many state championships, Phil Padgett. Phil Padgett.
Great intro.
All right, let's get going.
You're so awesome.
What birthdays. Birthdays. 1952. There's only going to be probably three people at this table who know who this guy is. I'm going to say White Shoes.
Yeah, White Shoes. You played for Houston.
Billy White Shoes Johnson. Have you ever heard of him, Trevor?
Not ringing any bells.
Andy. No. Played in the NFL as a kick returner, 14 years NFL, Oilers, Falcons, one season with the Deadskins. He was legitimately the early pioneer of the end zone celebration. Remember really? That dude? Oh, yeah, dude. He would get up. He wore white shoes when everybody wore black shoes. That's why they obviously called him White Shoes. And he would do his knees, knock his knees together, and hold the ball above his head. You've probably seen highlights.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was him. Billy White Shoes Johnson. Also born 1959, Chris Collinsworth, NFL wide receiver for 8 seasons with the Bengals. Honestly, he's better known for being a sports podcaster. And Rick, you're standing right in the middle of the Facebook Live broadcast. Rick, move left or right. We're Facebook Live broadcasting. Thank you very much.
Good to see you,
Yeah. NBC.
Give me a high five. He's like, no, get out of the way.
Chris Collinsworth. Any idea where Chris Collinsworth went to college? Anybody know?
UConn, man.
Florida. University of Florida. Wow. This is an interesting fact about Chris Collinsworth. One of the only things I find interesting about him. Guess what Chris Collinsworth's father's name is? This is no shit.
Chris.
Nope. Oh. Abraham Abe Lincoln Collinsworth.
Wow.
He was born on the same day that his father was born on the same day that Abraham Lincoln was. So that's the
is
most
that
interesting.
Old?
What
is that old?
Born on the same date. Not day. Date.
Let me say something really cool to the listeners about Chris Collinsworth real quick. There's a new kind of crave on YouTube. When he does the slide in on Monday Night Football, there's like bars in Boston that the entire bar goes nuts when he slides in. It is.
What do you mean slide in?
So Al Michaels always starts the telecast.
Sunday
night, Monday, whatever the heck
it is. Yeah, they do Sunday night football.
Al Michaels always does the intro, mm-hmm. and then he always just slides on it. Does he? And it widens the camera, and these bars are going nuts. It's absolutely hilarious.
We won't get to see it again until next year.
We got a YouTube. Oh, it's still on YouTube. YouTube, okay. Chris Collinsworth slide bar craze.
I'll make sure that if I'm truly bored, I will go watch that. But thank you for wasting 30 seconds of our show with that useless information.
Your listeners are not just
in our life.
In our life. That's legitimately 30 seconds we will never get back. Okay. This date in history, 1970, NFL draft, little known QB for Louisiana Tech was drafted number one by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Burt Jones?
Terry Bradshaw.
Yep. That was the Baltimore. That would be the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah, wasn't it Burt Jones? He was down there.
Was. He played somewhere down there, but like Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw. Bradshaw was a badass.
He led a team.
He still is.
Led Louisiana Tech that squeaked by East Carolina.
Oh, was it like 72-10?
Something like that.
Okay. Bradshaw played 14 years for the Steelers, won 4 Super Bowl titles. And when he won them, he decided to win them in bunches. 74-75, 78-79, and then he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 89. So that's pretty damn good. Also on this date in history, sports history, 1992, a little less jovial event. Heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson goes on trial for rape of Miss Black America. He was found guilty and sentenced in March of that year. So it didn't take him long to find. This trial wasn't drug on. Must have been an open and shut case. He was, hey, Rick, what's that going on my phone? Is that saying like my battery's running low or something? So we're going to fake that.
No, it was Mike Tyson saying change the
subject. Oh, change the subject. Hey, see what that is on my phone? Does it say my battery's low my phone?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to run it. Facebook Live, we're going to run until we die, and then we're not going to run anymore. So he was, this trial started on this date, which is January 27th. He was found guilty like February 10th, and he was sentenced in March. That pretty much ran down. You know, hell, if they ran the court process like that nowadays, hell, man. But he was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He served 3 years and was released. So anyway, all right, move on. NFL, Super Bowl 53. We're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl, the teams, and this and that. But I want to give you all a few Super Bowl just trivia facts. Lots of points. Highest Super Bowl total ever, combined points. Does anybody know who it was? San Francisco 49ers and the San Diego Chargers. Steve Young, 1995. They blasted the Chargers running back. You know who that was at that time?
Not Tomlinson.
No, way before that. 95. UNC running back.
Oh,
Natrone Means. Means. 49ers beat the Chargers 49-26. All right, this Super Bowl, the weather's not going to be a factor because it's being held indoors. Coldest Super Bowl ever played? Cowboys, Dolphins. 1972, they played in a crisp 39-degree temperature in New Orleans. Obviously, wow. They didn't play in the Superdome. They played at Tulane Stadium. So
39, not too bad.
Wow. Yeah, that's good golf weather. Isn't it? You and I were just talking about that just a minute ago. Maroon 5 will be the halftime entertainment this year. There's been a lot of hits and misses over the years. Can you guess the most watched halftime performance in the NFL since they started featuring celebrities in 1990?
Janet Jackson.
I'd say Michael Jackson.
It was not, though. I thought that would be the one.
Kid Rock and Aerosmith was a good one.
Yeah. Katy Perry in 2015. No way. Wow. 120 million viewers watched that show. Wow. I would have definitely guessed. Well, the thing about Janet Jackson, the show was going on, and then it happened. Right. Now, if you could have said, hey, she's going to pop a tit out, I bet you probably had, how many people on Earth? Yeah. You probably would have had everyone on Earth watching.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Maybe next year, 4 teams have never made it to the Super Bowl. Can y'all name any of the 4 teams?
Cleveland Browns.
Jaguars.
Detroit Lions,
and one more. Relatively new team, I'll help you.
Texans.
Texans, Jaguars, Browns, and Lions. A bunch of Lombardi trophies. What team has won the most Super Bowls?
Steelers, come on.
How many?
6.
Exactly. Can you name the years besides the ones I gave you with Terry Bradshaw?
Two other ones then.
Yeah, that's right, because I gave you 4. So can you name the other two?
What, 04 and 2010?
05 and 10.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 05 and 8. 05 and 08.
Oh, so not very good. Okay.
They need more fingers. What two players are tied with the most Super Bowl rings?
Mm.
Steelers and...
It's a player.
Haley?
Haley?
Charles Haley, 49ers and Cowboys, and You're sporting a jacket, baby.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady has a chance if he wins the Super Bowl next Sunday. Both of them are tied with 5 rings. If they win next week, if Brady wins next week, the Patriots will obviously tie the Steelers, and he will become the all-time winningest player in Super Bowl history. Now, this is very important. The most valuable 30 seconds of your life. Advertisers are putting up a whopping $5 million plus for a 30-second TV spot during the Super Bowl. That equates out to $166,000 per second.
That's why we only bought two of them.
Yeah, I only bought one and a half. Because I didn't want to spend the rest of my budget, so I bought one and a half. Anyway, think about that. $166,000 per second. While we were talking about this, we legitimately just spent $1 million. Just hands down.
I don't know why Ricky's here. He should be selling cars to pay.
I know, Rick. What the hell are you doing? All right, so let's move on. So let's talk about the game. So y'all give me your thoughts. I'll start here with Coach.
Well, I mean, just looking at it every which way you can, I think any team with experience New England has to be the favorite. I don't care what. I just think
so. Young, so old versus young, experience.
I think experience is big in a Super Bowl like that, especially when I think New England has 36 guys coming back to play in the Super Bowl, and Rams have 4.
Yeah.
So I think it's big, and I think coaching's big, and with Belichick being there so many times, I think that's a huge advantage. So. That's how I look at that.
Andy, I know you really love the Patriots because you being a Steelers fan, so give me your thoughts on that.
I'm hoping for an upset, but I think the Saints had a chance for a lot of the reasons Phil just gave. But since they're not in it, you know, it's a young team against a very seasoned and veteran team, especially in that kind of moment, so it's going to be an uphill battle for the Rams.
Trevor, thoughts?
Whatever team has Tom Brady is probably going to win.
That sucks. Bob?
I hate to go along, but I swear, I just think Belichick is playing the medium AD in the players of them right now, the other team, the Rams. So
when the line came out, when the line first came out Monday, the Rams were favored by 1, but within, I think it was like 2 days, all the money started going on the Patriots. And I think it's maybe, what, Rick, is it like 2 now?
Honestly, I didn't even look at it.
It's like,
it was 2.5.
Yeah, okay.
About 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's shifted so much. So this is all I'm going to say. I'm not pulling – I hate the Patriots. I mean, everyone knows I would pull for Duke to beat them playing the Super Bowl probably. That's how much I freaking hate the Patriots. Yeah. Okay. So I think they're probably going to win, though.
But we can still be friends.
Yeah, absolutely. The only way that you keep Tom Brady from crushing you is by keeping him off the field. Because when he gets on the field, he's going to crush you. That's pretty much a given. So if the Rams can control the line and run the ball with Gurley and C.J. Anderson and limit the amount of time and win the time possession thing, they got a shot.
Yeah.
The other big key to it is, I don't know, there's a lot of really great defenses in the AFC. The Rams don't have a great defense. But they do have legitimately the best defensive player in football. If they cannot block Aaron Donald, they're going to have to double team Aaron Donald to keep Aaron Donald from creating havoc. That means Ndamukong Suh do something. I'm not saying it's going to happen, because anytime you think the Patriots are behind the eight ball with something and you think that something's going to happen with the defense,
they got the mad wizard back
there. I freaking hate it. The son of a bitch slices and dices.
I hate him, and he is a defensive coach.
Yeah.
The thing with Tom Brady is if you can get pressure up the middle, that's where that's when he's weakest.
Yeah.
So if they can get pressure up the middle and not from the outside, outside pressure on Tom Brady, he just steps up and hits the guy.
Well, I mean, Tom Brady beat Goody and me in the 40 by 0.01 seconds.
Yeah.
So,
he ran the 40 literally in 2 days. Bob and I ran it in 2.5 days.
But we did stop and have a beer on the way.
Yeah, we did stop. Yeah, we stopped at Ducks and had a beer. We didn't really care for the burger, but we did have a beer. But anyway, I don't like him. I can't stand him. He's good. If he played on the Panthers, I'd love him. But I don't like him. He's good. The only way the Rams are going to potentially have a chance to stay in this game, they control the offensive line and run the ball. And if they put some pressure, like you said, up the middle with Sue and with Aaron Donald up the middle, they're going to have to, you know, if they blitz with their linebackers, he's going to dump it right here. It's just, they're good, man.
The other side of it is you can't beat the Patriots if you're kicking field goals. So
every time you're in the red zone,
if they get one interception while they win?
Who, Rams?
Rams.
They definitely have to win the turnover battle.
I'm sure he's thrown a pick before in Super Bowl.
He did for the Panthers, for sure.
If they're scoring touchdowns, they have a shot. If they're kicking field goals,
Let's say the spread's 3. We'll just say 3. We'll round up. Patriots covering the spread, yes or no? Rick?
Absolutely. Look,
Bob, yes or no?
I think it's an accurate spread.
Okay.
No.
They won't cover the spread.
No.
Trevor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say no because, again, I just can't.
I want them to not cover the spread and lose, but
if they lost, then they wouldn't be covering the spread.
All right. Let's move on. Another NFL news. Not that there's a lot. Pro football. Today they played the Pro Bowl today. Mm-hmm. I said pro football. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's part of my point. Much. They played the football today. But think about this. Wouldn't you be pissed? I think the AFC won. Wouldn't you be pissed if you got selected to the Pro Bowl this year and you go to freaking Orlando, Florida? Normally they fly out to, or I think they've been rotated, they've gone to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, man, I made the Pro Bowl. We're going to
Disney World.
What the hell?
Those guys got no money.
They'll be all right.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to feel bad for them.
I know, but it was 50-some degrees today in Orlando, and it rained all day. It could have rained in Hawaii, and it had been 75, and it had been a lot more pleasant.
The Pro Bowl, I met Goody there and had a beer before we picked up the burgers. And the Bowling Association was on, and I enjoyed watching that more than the Pro Bowl.
So does anybody care about the Pro Bowl? I think they should
change it to the skills competition. Maybe. So it's like world's fastest man, they need to do that, do the quarterback challenge.
Quarterback challenge, that was good stuff.
So it's at least fun to watch.
Yeah, so the stuff leading up to it is pretty good, but the game itself, pointless. Yep.
Look, before the game, I saw 12 people there. I don't know if some people filled in. I didn't watch it, but they were doing a couple interviews. And I looked, and they showed the bleachers. There was nobody.
It was raining. I mean, it was raining the whole game.
It wouldn't matter if it was 80 and sunshine. Yeah. Right.
Did anyone else giggle that Jason Garrett was the NFC?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, the coach.
He was what?
Jason Garrett was the NFC head coach.
And the offensive plays were Dallas's offensive plays, which they just fired their offensive coordinator this week. So obviously the NFC got their ass kicked. I mean, I don't know what score was, but AFC did win. So, okay, moving on. Senior Bowl, not necessarily NFL, but it's these guys that are going to be going to play pro someday. So, best senior prospects against one another in a week of drills, practice, and then a game, which was held yesterday. So, 4 or 5 days of practice, then a game, pretty much the best versus the best. There's a pretty good damn chance if you don't bring your A game, you're going to get embarrassed or you could get hurt. So, with that being hurt said, let's talk about Will Greer.
Oh, man. That's what Bob wanted to talk about. Yeah.
Will Greer.
Who's Will Greer?
Mr. Will Greer, West Virginia quarterback. West Virginia quarterback, Will Greer.
Did he play?
He played in the Senior Bowl. Nice. Now, this is the same cat that was concerned about playing in his team's final bowl game and getting hurt and hurting his draft status. But he goes to the Senior Bowl. 4 or 5 days of practice, potential to get hurt, I would think.
Yes.
Plus he drove there
in a car on the interstate or flew there, you know. But then he goes out into a game where you have man-o-man of the baddest seniors in college. It's not like he's playing against the team he was playing against, the Bowl, who had some, you know, potentially weaker players. So,
a lot of these
Explain to me the logic Will Greer is going through thinking he could have gotten hurt.
There's no logic. No, I agree with you.
You what?
I agree with you.
Okay. Wow. 7/24.
Wow.
January 27th. Trevor and I agree on something. So,
I agree 100%.
I didn't see the Senior Bowl. If it's like the Pro Bowl,
he
has a better chance of getting hurt walking through the mall because that was pure touch. They're fighting for a job. They're fighting for that paycheck, as Trevor always talks about.
Senior Bowl, a lot of those guys are not high draft picks.
Because they're seniors.
Right.
So, anyway, I just thought that, you know.
That doesn't make any sense.
It really
does.
You're good,
you're juniors.
Yeah. I didn't look at the rosters, but if I'm going to be kind of honing my skills, I'm going to go with a trainer somewhere and be grinding before the combine. That's personally what I'd be doing.
That's why he said he didn't play for his team that gave him a scholarship to graduate from college from, so he could work on his NFL draft status.
So, right. No set amount. We'll agree.
That works out.
Yeah.
All right.
He'll be brought up again. Trust me.
So let's revisit one of the games last week. So the NFL has finally ruled on the Rams and Saints game. So even though it's an afterthought, the NFL has now gone back and fined Rams defensive back Nickell Robey Coleman $27,000 for his helmet-to-helmet hit on Saints wide receiver Tommy Lee Lewis. Okay? So we all know that it was controversial no-call by the refs last week. So it was a no-call pass interference. It was a no-call helmet-to-helmet. But the NFL did decide to go back and find the guy, 27. So they're like, okay, you're guilty, and we're going to find you.
That's even worse that they find him.
Did they find the referee that missed the call?
Nope.
That's even worse that they find
him. They ended up double jeopardy with the guy saying, hey, yeah, you're right. You did go helmet to helmet.
Wow.
And it even puts the referees and the people in the booth even at a more disadvantage by saying you it's confirming, hey, yeah, you're dumbasses, you miss this.
Terrible.
I mean, they had to do something in their eyes because, I mean,
that's worse, though.
The entire Saint nation is like wanting to like hang the NFL right now.
Yeah, of
course. So I think that was that, like, it was either do nothing or do something stupid.
Yes,
so
they were wrong, and this is how we're going to respond to it.
Well, now on the flip side of that, the Rams' Robey Coleman, I'm assuming, will gladly pay the $27,000 if the Rams choose not to pay the $27,000 for him, because they're guaranteed whether they win or lose the game, each player is going to get $56,000.
Yeah.
So, to my math, he come out better that way. If they win, they take home $112,000. So his fine, it's covered.
Well, they should pay it for it.
And I would dare say that the Rams would probably pay.
They should pay
that fine for him.
I guarantee if the Rams start a GoFundMe account for the guy, take care of it.
All right, let's move on. Listener Choice Awards. Hey, all you that sampled on the burgers, come on in here so we can talk about the burgers.
Come on in, Douglas.
Before my, it looks like I'm running out probably 10% battery life on my phone there. I guess we can. Hey, I guess potentially, Nicholas, we can disconnect. Is it 10% battery life? Was that 10% battery life? Well, I guess we could disconnect the mic and plug up the phone so we could keep recording on Facebook Live. They just wouldn't be able to hear us, I guess, as well. Or whatever. Is that an iPhone cord right there?
You still got 10, 15 minutes.
Dude, we got many, many, many times. Okay, anyway. So last week, Hooters, I'm just going to say this, they simply destroyed Hungry Howie's. We didn't even have to vote. It wasn't a contest. Boneless wings. Matt asked Slapper Cross, your victory in the pizza contest was short-lived because your boneless wings, dude, they sucked. Okay? Just going to say that.
Sorry, man.
This week, we're moving on, and we're moving on to red meat. Who's got the best burger in town? So, we got a lot of votes on Facebook for this. Best burgers, we had some Red Robin, Highway 55, Five Guys, Logan's, Freddy's. This place in Seas Ferry I'm going to have to go to called Fat Burger Sports Bar and Grill.
Yeah, man. That's
had a couple votes there.
That's a good spot.
But the showdown this week is between Ducks and Carolina Ale House. So I got people standing here that ate on the burgers.
Qualified people.
Qualified people that looking around this room have not missed many meals. So we know that the burgers are good. So we're going to start first with the presentation of the burger. Now, y'all were in there playing damn Golden Tee, so y'all didn't really get to see what the presentation of the burgers looked like. I'm going to have to default to my man Phil and Bob on this one. But presentation of the burgers, Phil. Who looked better, Ducks or Carolina Ale House?
I think Carolina Ale House had a nice presentation. Opened it up. Everything was nice. Burgers were perfect. Right there, like it's supposed to be. They were together. The other one kind of got a little sloppy.
It did. It was a little sloppy. They were a little sloppy. Little toppings. Bob, your opinion?
I concur with Coach on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Does anybody else want to vote on presentation? Because y'all didn't see it. I got to see him. I would concur. Ale House presentation, thumbs up. Flavor. The taste of the burger itself. Anybody, we'll start here.
Speaking as president of the Two Buck Club, so me and Goody might be, and we got a special guest, Rick, who's our parliamentarian. So the 200-plus club, I think Carolina Ale House just kind of
took it. The flavor was good.
Taste of the flavor of the burger was, definitely have to get the Ale House.
All right. Trevor?
Ale House.
I'm voting for Ale House.
Man, stressed. The burger only. I'm not talking about the stuff that they put on the burger. I think the quality of meat with ducks was better than Ale House. And I like mine a little undercooked, medium rare, medium. Okay. And they undercooked the burger, so it was perfect for me. Now, we'll talk about the toppings here later, I'm sure.
Phil?
Ale House.
Rick?
I like the Ducks burger.
You like the Ducks burger? Nick?
The burger itself, Ducks.
One, so we got three.
Three on four.
That was close. All right. So let's talk about the toppings. Let's talk about the toppings. Go ahead, Andy. You want to talk about the toppings?
listeners.
The one mushroom burger was very mushroomy as somewhat.
Whatever Ducks calls their blue cheese, it's blue cheese. I don't know what it was called. It was like blue cheese sloppy Joe's with a burger on it.
You didn't care for it.
I couldn't even handle one bite.
Okay. I thought Carolina House burgers were great. The toppings were great. I mean,
the bacon was crisp.
God,
I did notice bacon. That. Sorry. Cut you off, coach.
No,
that's
all right.
I did agree with you on the bacon. I did cap that bacon on.
What about the all-forgotten part of the burger, the bun? Did anybody think about it? Anybody even, when y'all were gnawing on that damn burger, did you even think about the burger?
I didn't notice the difference in the buns.
Okay.
I thought one was better than the other, but I think that's when I was chewing my fingers.
All right. Now, a side that's come from this is going to be the fries. Because all the burgers were served with fries. And I'm going to say here, I'm going to have to go the Ducks route. Ducks fries were pretty damn good. I'm just going to say it. They got pretty good fries. Bob?
I would have to vote for Ducks, and not that I sampled four on the way here since I went to Ducks and picked them up, but Ducks definitely winner on that.
Trevor?
Ducks fries.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I go Ducks fries, but I do want to say Ale House fries were good.
Ducks was
a notch, just a little bit.
They were good.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Close second place.
Rick, you said Ducks fries were the best ever.
I agree.
No, you said like, that. You don't have to agree. I'm saying what you would say.
We agree that you said that.
Agree with yourself.
You're agreeing with yourself, basically.
Rick, what do you think about this?
He's really good.
All right. Rick, fries. Ducks or Ale House?
All the way.
All right. Well, this is going to be a tight one here. So the overall winner. We got to go the overall winner. Bob, who are you going with overall winner?
C-A-H.
C-A-H. Trevor, who you got?
Ale House.
Andy, who you got?
Ale House.
Wow, okay.
Ale House.
Ooh. It's
you. I'm a Ducks guy.
Man. You're a Ducks guy. Nick?
Ale House.
My vote's irrelevant, but I'm still going to say Ale House. So Ale House wins 5-1. But with that said, I think we all would say that Ducks offered a damn good option for us to eat on. Would everybody?
I think the closest competition we've had.
That's literally the closest. The vote didn't indicate that, but it was literally the closest competition.
If you did not try the blue cheese.
If you did not try the blue cheese.
If you sampled the other ones, then yes, you were happy.
So next week, there is no Listener Choice Awards because I touched on it a little bit. Next week, starting at, we'll be there probably about 1, we're going to be recording live at Twin Peaks. We'll be recording the Facebook Live at Twin Peaks about 1:15 or so, 1:30. We'll start eating about 1 o'clock. We're going to go live about 1:30 and try to get in and out there by 2:30, quarter till 3. So, Facebook folks, if you want to watch on Facebook. If you want to come down to Twin Peaks, Mike's going to be giving us food, and we'll eat a lot, but we'll share with you guys if y'all want to come down or whatever. The folks at Twin Peaks are going to take care of us. You can be down there for a couple hours and get home in time for the kickoff. Kickoff is at 6:30 next Sunday night. So you come down there. We're planning on being in and out and be gone by 3 o'clock. So next week, Twin Peaks, Facebook Living from there, as well as recording the podcast. All right, next up, now it's time for What's on Your Damn Mind. All right, we're going to recap for those who have not listened to this. We started this last week. I'm going to give everybody here 60 seconds. I need somebody to start a timer. They get 60 seconds to talk about whatever they want to talk about, uninterrupted, unless it's just really stupid. And then at the end of the soliloquy, we're going to vote either thumbs up or thumbs down as to if we thought it was good. So we're going to start with Bob. You go first.
Okay, I watched the Celtic-Golden State game last night, which was a great game. And for all the people that have played for me, and one of the basketball jargons I always say is when we're on the defensive free throws, have four guys in there. And Celtics were up, down by two with 8 seconds to go. Draymond Green misses first. They only have three guys in there. The one guy, what you should do is the one guy's pinching with the best rebounder. The other outside guy should be blocking out the shooter. They didn't have that guy in there, so Draymond Green missed it and got his own rebound and threw it out, and they lost the game because of that. Now, what's that got to do with real life? Is if you take care of the little things, the big things will take care of themselves.
Ooh. That is a fantastic comment. All right, next up will be – who's going to be next
always
up?
Go, Phil. Here. I'm not following up always on that.
Okay, next up. I'll come back over here. Next up will be Andy. Let Andy go next. Andy, go right. Next.
I'm ready. I'm going to talk about what's on my damn mind, and that was how both of the conference championship games ended last week. In a way, there's controversy in both. The overtime, how NFL does overtime – we ended up having, two or three tie games this year. Should never have a tie game in football. Right. The way college does overtime is the way it should be in the NFL. It's much more fun. There's going to be a winner and loser. And none of this, if they score first with a touchdown, you don't even understand the rules. It takes them 10 minutes to even say the rules. But then, of course, another controversy is should they start instant replaying penalties, which obviously would have change the end of the Saints and Rams game. So that's what's on my damn mind.
That's a good one. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up. All right, next up, Phil Pageant. I'm running around because I'm looking for a charger for the phone.
Here, I'll get you one.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Tom Brady. It's time to close this discussion. Whether you like him or not, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's got more championship rings. He's been more times. He's done more touchdown passes. He takes two guys that work part-time at Walmart and makes great receivers out of them. His offensive line, couldn't start for East Carolina most of the time, but, they're doing enough protecting him. He's never played. I bet he will not. He will be in the Hall of Fame. He's not playing with five guys who end up in the Hall of Fame that played more than a couple seasons with him. The one year he had Randy Moss, he threw 49 touchdown passes, I believe. He is the greatest quarterback of all time. It's time to quit discussing whether you like him or not. He is the greatest. He's proven it, stats and everything else. So let's leave it alone, and let's talk about the second greatest quarterback of all time. And I don't know who that is, but that doesn't matter.
Right here. That doesn't matter. Okay. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
And, Coach, if you go and buy the better
man, that's a thumbs down. Screw Tom Brady.
You go and buy the better record, we'd be glad to take care of you after this.
I hate Tom Brady. That's a thumb down. And look, Coach, I'm just going to tell you this. There's a lot of damn talented people that work at Walmart, so don't be ragging on them.
I didn't tell you that.
Yeah, you did. You said,
pro receivers.
You just said, he took two guys that worked at Walmart.
How many touchdown passes would Clifford Franklin catch in a year?
But Steve, played with Tom Brady. He did clarify that they were part-time.
Oh, okay. Part-time Walmart. Okay.
Good. You know who Clifford Franklin is, right?
Yeah, I do. Trevor, 60 seconds. You're up.
So I went to Raleigh-Durham this weekend, and one of my friends, he coaches at Leesville Road. He's a football coach there, but he was telling me about their basketball team and how they have 15 basketball players only.
You mean all they do is play basketball?
All they do is play basketball. They don't play football. They don't play anything else. And their football team's great, too. So we're just talking back and forth, and brings up Sean Thompson. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any basketball players but, two? Mm-hmm. And, unfortunately, Sean's getting slandered on Twitter and everything. He's not doing a great job. I think he's doing a great job for having only athletes, not really necessarily basketball players, but mostly football athletes, and still winning games. So that's what's on my mind.
Well, I'm going to give a thumbs up for that because we actually talked about that. Phil talked about that last week about kids playing one sport. That was what was on his mind last week. Phil talked about that. Kids playing one sport and how, the likelihood of them going to college and playing that sport or whatever is what, Phil?
Well, in basketball in Onslow County, it's almost non-existent.
Well, you made a point. You made a question, or you asked a question last week. We've never had a male basketball player play in the ACC.
That's
never.
Right.
Never.
I've never known
ever.
One.
Ever.
Right. Think about that. That's a long time. Ever.
Ever. Yeah, that's pretty much.
I'm glad Deion Sanders and Randy Moss didn't get a Leesville Road.
Yeah, how about that?
But I think Sean's a great coach. I think he needs to fire his assistant coaches. Would probably help him a lot.
Yeah, that one that
all 12
that,
of them.
Yeah, that one that the all 12 of them first, and then that one's that's like the all time leader in wins in Oslo County. Yeah, he's a hack.
Except for him.
Except for him.
Well, look, we don't need to discuss that much, but you know, Sean's young. He's going to become better as a coach anyway. If he's as good as he's ever going to be right now, then he's got issues. You know what I mean? He's young. And when I was young, you got to learn. And you're going to make mistakes. And that's part of the process of becoming a good coach. And I'm not saying he's not a good coach now, but if he's going to ever be a great coach, he's got to learn from the wins and the losses and get better, because he's nowhere where he's going to be 10 years from now. 10 years from now, he's going to think, what the hell was I thinking? And that's what I did when I was 28, became head football coach at Southwest. 10 years later, I said, God, if I know what I know now, then we'd probably won a couple before then.
So in 10 years, I need to have him on the show and ask him what's on his damn mind.
Oh, yes.
And Laser Road is a big 4A school.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, big 4A school. So, you know, they probably got 2,000 kids, 2,500 kids?
Least. Yeah.
Yeah. So they can, yeah. I just think kids need to play whatever they can play. I mean, that's awesome. Right. That's awesome that they can do that, though. All right, college basketball. Let's recap.
Whoa.
You got someone? Oh, you got someone?
It's not us. I just knew you were going to come and ask me, but I didn't. But it's okay. I'm going to interject.
Yeah, come on.
And I hate to go back to NFC Championship, okay? I hate to go back to it. But I feel like
there's been
enough conversation about it, but nobody's actually done and or said anything about how it's going to be handled. And come to find out, Roger Goodell has the power to go above and beyond.
Go ahead. We're listening.
Goodell had the power to go back and replay that moment. He can go back and change time.
Mm. Wow.
And I just found this information out, and I didn't know that I was going to be privy to this conversation tonight. But you know, if you can go back in time, and if you're Roger Goodell, what do you do? Well, he's obviously made the statement, and he's fined the guy or whatever, or done what they've done. But he can go back and say, hey, we're going to replay it from this moment. And honestly, it should be the Patriots. It should be the Patriots versus New Orleans right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But if we can go back in time, I'm going to tell you, Phil Patrick, we're going back to Pantana Bob in East Carolina.
Come on, PC.
I'm a little biased because I know the Patriots have got a bad rep for referee calls. You know,
they want a coin toss.
Well, whatever. You know, yeah,
so he does have the authority to go back and to he could replay the game
after the game's over, starting, whatever he wants to do.
He had the power to go back and with whatever time was third and whatever at that point, mm-hmm. he could go back and replay it. I don't know if they would overrule and give him the penalty or if they would replay that down, but he had the power to potentially go back to that point in time in the game and like almost like a do-over.
That would be ludicrous.
Does anyone know where Roger Goodell lives? Like, see, by chance, live in L.A.? Which would be walking the streets
that's
of L.A.
That's ludicrous.
We're thinking about that. I just restarted it.
All right. Having a little Facebook Live issues, but anyway. So that's a thumbs up. I'll give you a thumbs up on that one. I mean, you're going down. I'll give it down.
Ludicrous.
You can't replay.
No.
Oh, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that that's a very valid point.
I agree with the point. Yeah, you don't get a mulligan in life.
I agree with the point. You don't get a mulligan in life, though. So, anyway. All right, let's move on. College basketball. Recap the week. UNC goes 1-0. They blew out Virginia Tech at home on Monday. This week, Roy gets to keep his job. NC State goes 1-1. They lose to Louisville, and they got a last-second win at home versus Clemson. Thank you, Braxton Beverly. Duke goes 2-0. They win at Pitt. Coach Ratt didn't want to beat his old assistant coach too bad, so I think they called the dogs off, and they ended up winning by, 14-18. And then they had a tough one for a little while at home against Georgia Tech, but they ended up winning by almost 20, I think, 15, 18, something like that. So now UVA, Duke, Louisville, they're all 6-1 in the conference. Carolina's 5-1 because they only played one game this week. So there's a lot of really key games coming up this week. It's Monday night, Duke is at Notre Dame. They should take care of business, but you just don't know at Notre Dame. That's a tough place. State took care of business there a couple weeks ago. Tough place to play, though. UNC goes to Georgia Tech on Tuesday. That's going to be interesting just because they had a week off. Yeah. These guys get into a rhythm. They play two times a week, and now they have a week off. So
we'll you're not as crisp.
We'll, that's right. That's
well,
right.
Well, they better be ready, right?
But you should be coached up.
Yeah, you should. I agree with you. Still no sound?
No.
Speaking of coaching up, how is it when? How long was Jacksonville off, and how not crisp were they when they finally got back on the field? Talking about layoffs.
What about 6 weeks? About from playing the last first game to the next
one. Like the Chargers.
Got to be tough.
Yeah, that was real tough. It was tough. But you know, the great thing is we didn't peak early. Took the peak early out. Yeah, I like that.
Hey, Facebook Live, we unplugged the charger. Let's see if we got any volume now. If you can hear us now, let us know. If you can't, we'll figure out the details next week. I got a sound engineer that's volunteering his time, and all this crap is going to be taken care of. So, awesome. So next week also, UVA goes to state on Tuesday. Never know about the pack at home. I don't think they're going to beat Virginia, but you don't know. I mean, you don't know. We'll see what happens.
I don't think so. Virginia's playing on a different level. Speaking of peaking early, they may be peaking. They're peaking right now.
Yeah.
They do that one thing that no teams like.
They know how to play defense. And unlike teams in the past, they can play. They can score. Yeah,
this year, the difference, I know Duke beat them in Durham. This year, though, unlike past Virginia teams, they've always played D under Tony Bennett, but those dudes can score points too now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those guys can shoot the ball, they can score points. Next Saturday, UNC travels to Louisville to try to avenge an ass-whooping they took a couple weeks ago at home in their opener. To remind you, it was the worst loss in under Roy since he's been there, 21 points. Also, Virginia Tech comes to Raleigh, NC State, so... just mentioning that because we'll see what happens with those games. So a good week of basketball coming up. Also this week, college basketball, the rosters for the McDonald's High School All-American game were announced this week, and five colleges had two commitments each of players playing in the game, two commitments each on the roster. Can anybody name one of them? I'll give you one. It's pretty easy.
Duke. Always Kentucky.
Duke. Kentucky, there was three more.
Carolina
only has one right now. Right now.
Typically, you would say Kansas in a list like
Kentucky.
Well,
he's second. Memphis. Duke, Kentucky.
Memphis.
Nope, they had only one, but they had the number one player in there. Yeah. Arizona had two, Florida had two, and Villanova has two. Mm. Now, as y'all said, UNC's got one. It's big man, Omano Bacon. But we are the front runners for... point guard Cole Anthony out of Oak Hill Academy. He's also considering, I think his top two choices are us and Oregon. I looked at some recruiting stuff today. We're at like 44%, Oregon's at 33%, and then there's a couple of schools that are around there. So if that pans out, we potentially, and if it pans out that our man running a point right now decides to go pro, then we might have two as well. So this brought up an interesting point. So, can anybody guess the top two schools over the history of the McDonald's All-American game who have had the most two schools that have the most
All-Americans? Carolina first and Duke second.
That's exactly Carolina. Right. Do you know how many by
67, 66 or something like that?
That's 67 to 65. Wow. That's as close as the series as Carolina basketball and Duke basketball has been.
Wow.
Now this was pretty interesting though. Because I have a running little debate with my man sitting here to the left of me. So, before Roy Williams got there in 2004, do we know how many UNC, pre-Roy, Carolina had 42 McDonald's All-Americans? Hmm. Do you know how many Duke had during that time? 31. We were smoking and kicking their ass. Since Roy's been there, we've had 25. Carolina's had 25. Duke, 34. A little bit skewed because the last 2 years, hell, they've had 82 All-American. But
what's the record since Roy's been there? What's the Duke-Carolina record since then?
They're actually, the head-to-head is what? Yes. I think Roy's actually up, isn't he?
I think he's up.
Really?
Yeah, up by like one. I mean, you do realize that the series history is there's no.
Right.
I mean, we're still like 30 games up or something like that in history. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, you can make numbers say whatever you want to, and you can go from this period to that period. But, you know, if you're going to talk about every game, if I could say every game they played on a leap year when with whatever happened, I'm sure I could come out where Duke would be undefeated against us.
Right. That's but if, LeBron stat.
Yeah, that's LeBron, yeah. But if you take every game we play, Carolina is up by like 27 games or something like that. But anyway, I just thought that was an interesting stat. So moving on, studs and duds of the week.
How about, hold on.
Go ahead.
Let's go ahead and you get one word. Who's going to win the NCAA this year?
Mm. Wow.
Let's round the horn. Let's go.
Yeah, go, Phil. Who you got? Today?
I think one team, Duke.
Gosh. I'm going to go UNC. Okay. Just kidding.
Wow.
I like Gonzaga right now.
Gonzaga. Who you got?
Tennessee.
I think Michigan.
I think Michigan is going to come back, and after a bad loss, they're going to come back, and I think they're going to win it all. All right, studs and duds. Phil, you did tell me you had your dud of the week,
yes,
but I don't tell. Do you have your stud of the week?
No, I thought it was dud. This is stud of the
week. Yeah, but no, this is stud of the week now.
Oh, stud of the week. I was ready for dud of the week. Oh.
Do you have a stud of the week yet?
I'm going to have to be skipped right now.
Okay. Bob, stud of the week.
Stud of the week. The guy was 0 for 4 from 3-point line until a second ago. Braxton Beverly puts a dagger in the heart for the Wolfpack to win.
Mm. I like that. Happens to be my stud of the week.
That was mine too.
I'll give you a look. It can't be your
it
stud of the
week.
Oh.
It was a great shot.
He's from state though. You know,
I don't care where he's from.
He was 26 feet down.
Who was your stud of the week?
The one guy that caught the winning touchdown of the flag football game.
Yeah. Okay, so that was, did you notice, that was like a mismatch. It like all the athletes were from that team in Miami or whatever, and then I felt sorry for that other little team, man. I really felt sorry for them. That they had like two guys that were like, I mean,
they're like track stars.
The NFL commentators like, yeah, he's only a freshman. In about 2 years, he's going to be getting some college football offers, and they were basing it on flag football. And I was like, wow. What the hell?
I got my stud of the week.
All right, who's your stud of the week?
Van Peden, and I was playing golf with Tony Marshburn, and daggone John Dennis, and on the 18th hole, they beat us the whole way around. On the 18th hole, Van Peden birdies the 18th, and we went from having to pay them a few dollars to taking all their money and a detour to the car.
Wow.
On the birdie. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Van Peden, stud of the week.
Van's the man.
My stud of the week, Braxton Beverly, NC State guard. Game-winning shot at the buzzer to beat Clemson. I really don't care if State wins or not, but Trevor and I were texting crap about Kevin Keats and getting beat at home right before that happened. He and I were going back and forth on the text.
Yes,
so anyone that can make Trevor shut up has to be my stud of the week. Stud of the week. All right, dud of the week. You obviously have a dud of the week, so tell us who your dud
of
the week
is. My dud of the week is somebody I kind of like is Jim Harbaugh. He offers a scholarship to an eighth grader. Now, my problem with that is you can't beat Ohio State, so you're going to start offering scholarships to eighth graders to figure out a way to beat them. I mean, let's get real here. Eighth grade's a little young to be offering football scholarships. So he's my dud of the week for dropping that low. Let's wait a little while till the guy at least reaches puberty.
That's a good dud.
Who's your dud of the week?
I think NFL's the dud of the week.
Oh, man.
And we talked about it earlier, but, I mean, when you have – two teams going into Super Bowl where just about the entire country knows that it's all BS. That's a tough one to argue against.
All right, dud of the week.
I got to concur with Andy. NFL is dud of the week. It's so simple. They're so worried about following the college game. Move the NFL overtime to the 40 or 50 yard line. You have to go for two from the first play, and then it's settled. You don't have a tie like you do in soccer. Sorry, soccer buddies, but that's the short of it.
Trevor, you're dud of the week.
Clemson
losing
free throws
at the end.
They're free.
No, they're not.
All right. My dud of the week is the NFL as well, but not for why y'all said. You have to think about this now. There used to be a time, if I'm not mistaken, the Pro Bowl used to follow the Super Bowl. There used to not be a break. There used to not be a week off. Didn't the Super Bowl used to follow directly after it? Or was it a 2 week break?
It's been back and forth.
Yeah, it they tried it for 1 week.
Okay,
and
then, this is, well, I'm going to tell you, this is no damn different. Why in the hell are we not watching Super Bowl tonight? Yeah. They need to play the damn football game the next week. I know they got the Super Bowl week and they got to do all the interviews. I know, Phil. And it's all
one
that.
Big other thing, too.
This weekend.
The fans are booked. They want the fans to go there and be there for a week. That's big for them. Well, like, you don't know you're going to win. So New Orleans.
Good point.
You know? Yeah. And they want to get all those people there.
Yeah, but for the other millions of people that are watching on TV, this weekend legitimately was the worst freaking weekend for sports. Carolina didn't play basketball. There was no NFL football game on. Had to watch Will Greer try to throw the football in college football and tip around and worry about getting hurt. I mean, I was legitimately watching flag football this afternoon. Bob texts me, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm watching flag freaking football. National championship.
You know,
like,
we're gonna
kids playing flag football. So
here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a hold of an NBA for you. Okay. I'll write them a letter.
Yeah.
You know how they do, like, Christmas? It's like the best game.
The Sunday, they need to
that's
stack
what this
it
week
about
been.
Six games.
Yeah, that's right.
Good point, Andy.
If you can pull that one off, you'll be my stud of the week.
And have a really legit golf tournament on as well.
Okay.
And don't forget, we got that daggone football league's going to be starting soon.
Yes, sir.
We'll get there soon enough.
All right. So that's my dud of the week. Now, did you really say, or I'm going to say, did you really wear that? Hey, AJ, can you ask him to tone it down a little bit in there, please? Thank you. All right, Cam Jordan, D lineman, New Orleans Saints. Obviously, we all know the blown call. We've talked about it. We know that the call cost the Saints the ball game, and we know that it cost them a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Cam Jordan showed up to the Pro Bowl this week wearing a T-shirt that says, blow whistles, not games. He also, pretty funny, he also wore another shirt later on in the week that said, make calls, not apologies. Well, while those shirts are funny, Cam, I'm just sorry as I can be. No matter how many T-shirts you wear with clever sayings on them, you aren't playing next weekend in the Super Bowl. I hate it for you, buddy, but damn, dude, get over it and move on. Did they miss the call? Absolutely. Are they going to change the call and you're going to play next weekend? Nope. Absolutely not. Move on. Go on. All right. Rapid fire. Here we go. This is some good ones here, boys. Best NFL sports team working today. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, Jim Nance, Tony Romo, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Joe Testatore, or Jason Witten with a little Booger McFarlane mixed in.
Ooh.
Who you got?
I like Nance and Romo.
Rapid fire.
Romo.
I'm with you.
Romo?
Romo. I like
Romo too, man. He's the best. Rick, you want to vote on that one?
Wow. Thank you, Romo.
Well, Dan, dude, you can't participate in this if you're in there playing Golden Tee.
I know NFL,
you have to be in here.
I don't know college.
Okay, so who are you voting for?
Well, Romo's the shit, man.
Okay, nobody can hear you because you have to be right here, but okay, you voted for Romo.
Go, Romo.
All right. Better NFL studio group. Bradshaw, Kurt Menefee, Howie Long, Jimmy Johnson, and Michael Strahan, or James Brown, Boomer Esiason, and Bill Cowher, Phil Sims, and Nate Burleson.
I'm going option A.
You're going with the first group?
First guys.
Yeah. Fox. Yeah. The Fox group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Howie Long and Bradshaw.
Yeah. I somehow wish Bill Cowher could migrate over to there because he's smart, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an ex-coach. I mean, he's good.
When did NC State?
Yeah, the first group because I can't remember the rest of them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll start right here with this one. Would you rather get hit in the face with a Mike Tyson punch or get kicked from close range in your private parts with a football kicked by Greg Zuerlein of the Rams? Mm. Kick in the nuts or a punch in the face?
Tyson in the face with a chicken up my ass.
Okay.
I'll go Tyson in the face with no chicken.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess I got Tyson as much as I don't want to.
The chicken might help, so might dull some of the pain.
All right. best Super Bowl halftime show. Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Rolling Stones, Michael Jackson, Beyonce, or other. Who you got?
Aerosmith and Kid Rock was my favorite.
Aerosmith.
Stones.
Oh, the Stones.
Janet Jackson.
Oh,
I like it.
I'm a Prince dude. I thought Prince was awesome. Okay, this is one that I've been pondering. And I'll tell you this before I ask this question. So I don't know if y'all know this, but I'm really into music. I love music. And I just somehow I started listening to some Oasis coming back from dinner the other night. And I just got into this thing. And I went on and bought a record player on Amazon last night. And I'm going to start buying vinyl records back.
Yes.
Dude, I just think vinyl is so much, the music is so much clearer. So that just got me thinking about, I watched this documentary when I got home last night on Oasis. Anyway, Would you rather be a world-class athlete, a rock star, or a Hollywood movie star? Which one would you rather be? A rock star, a world-class athlete, or a movie star?
Rock star.
I would too, dude. Absolutely 100% a rock star.
Who would you want like to be? The song. Hey, hey, I want to be a rock star.
I love music, but I'd rather be an athlete.
Athlete.
I'd rather be an athlete. All right. I'm going to live longer and...
No, you won't, actually. You're either going to die of drugs or you're going to die of...
Mick Jagger, man. He's still rocking.
What's the last athlete that you heard that died at the age of 38 from a drug overdose?
CTE.
Well, he could be a suicide, but Junior Seau killed himself because CTE. But okay. But touché. I'll give you that one. Touché on that one. Right?
You can't spell your own name when you're 40.
All right. So who wins the Super Bowl first? Texans, Browns, Jaguars, or Lions?
I like the Browns. I like the Browns.
That's a tough one. Who you got?
Texans and Browns would be a good call.
I like Texans.
Texans. Browns. Yeah. Browns. I don't know who's going to win, but I know the Lions will never win it.
Hope I live long enough to see it.
Yeah.
All right. Yes or no? Could you literally name 100,000 things that you could do rather than spend $5 million on the Super Bowl?
100,000 things?
Could you name 100,000 things that you could do with $5 million as opposed to spending it on the Super Bowl?
No, I get bored. So
would you really? I would pay somebody $1 million to come up with 100,000 things.
You still got 4 million.
I still got 4 million left.
I like where your head is, Goody.
Right. Yes or no? Yes or no? At the end of next Sunday night, do the Patriots have as many Super Bowl titles as the Steelers?
Yes. I mean, we already talked about that one.
Yeah. Okay. God. All right. Yes. Big waste of money, time, effort, TV space, whatever. What's worse, the Pro Bowl or the NBA All-Star Game? The games itself, Pro Bowl or NBA All-Star Game?
Got to be Pro Bowl.
I love the NBA All-Star Game.
The game itself?
Yeah, it's like
there's no defense.
It's like and one. It's just a alley-oop
jam. I'd rather have a cold and take a shot of malaria.
I was trying to talk to somebody about that the other day, and I was trying to think of that phrase.
Okay. You'd rather get punched in the face with Mike Tyson and a goose in your butt?
What's more worthless? Pro Bowl or NBA?
Pro Bowl is worthless.
Okay. Yeah. Yes or no? Will Greer, punk.
Punk.
Yes or no?
Punk ass punk. Yeah, more punk from after yesterday.
Okay. Better recruiter, Roy Williams, Coach Rapp.
Roy Williams.
Got to go with whoever's got the best McDonald's All-American.
Over time. Yeah. Roy Williams.
Come on, rapid fire. Roy. Coach, who you got?
Oh, my God. I mean, over the career, I'll say Roy, but last 10 years.
If you're recruiting the best players, who has had the most players with the better NBA careers?
I'm just throwing a question out
there. I'm asking you.
Oh, obviously Roy Williams and UNC.
There you have it.
But, I mean, that predates Roy Williams.
Just because he could – no, I'm talking about since Roy Williams and
– 100% Roy Williams because –
Who's just because he couldn't who's develop the them doesn't mean they're not great players.
Who's the other Coach K, Coach Rapp. His name is Coach Rapp.
All right, so Splinter. I'm going to disagree. So 20 years ago, Carolina was nothing but studs going into the NBA. Okay. And they ruled the NBA.
Okay.
And only a handful of Duke players actually made an impact in the NBA, like Grant Hill.
Okay.
Even Christian Laettner was a bust. Name one starting player from UNC from the past 10 years that's making a huge impact in the NBA compared to Duke.
Name one player besides...
Ed Davis.
Besides Kyrie Irving, who can't get along with anybody, he's been traded. Name one player that is.
Two games.
Jabari Parker?
Dude, he got cut.
He
got cut, dude. He got cut from... I mean, he...
All right, can we talk about football again?
Yeah.
Do we really give Kyrie credit? He played like two games.
Kyrie played six games for Duke. So does he really count as a Duke player? Harrison Barnes. Oh, yeah. Vince Carter's been playing. He's 47 years old.
Well, Vince is part of that, 15 years ago.
But he's still playing.
Michael Jordan.
John Henson.
He still
John Henson. I mean,
he's talking about since Roy's been there.
Duke comparison, there's not been a legitimate player that played at Duke that has an impact on the NBA. You say Grant Hill, yeah, he was a pretty good NBA player, but he was always hurt.
He was hurt
all the time. Duke has not had a legitimate really great. J.J. Redick, pretty good career.
He's had a good career. And look,
he's a one-trick pony. He shoots the ball, and that's what he does well.
Actually,
and he goes from team to team.
Actually, he's become quite a great on-ball defender.
Who, J.J. Redick?
Stan Van Gundy said he was his best on-ball defender when he was at Orlando.
He's got
J.J. Redick?
He's got to be.
So he learned to play defense.
He's learned to play defense because, obviously, he's still there.
Right.
And he's Philadelphia's second leading scorer on a very talented team.
Right.
Well, okay, we're moving on because this is rapid fire and you're starting to make points for Duke.
No, I'm not.
That's
J.J.
the opposite
Redick.
Of what's supposed to happen.
Better at getting the most out of his players. Roy Williams, Coach K, or Kevin Keats? The most out of his players.
In college, I say Coach K.
I agree.
Okay.
In college.
I'm just throwing the question out there.
That's my opinion.
It's still too early to tell, but I say the new Coach K.
Ooh, okay.
Jim Boeheim.
5 years from now, Kevin Keats, as good as a coach as AC in the ACC as Roy Williams, Tony Bennett, and Coach K.
No.
In 5 years, is Kevin Keats as good a coach as those three guys?
No.
No, because he's not going to get those kind of athletes yet.
Tony Bennett is really special.
Okay.
Kevin Keats is the winner.
All right. Now, to end the show, last question. Yes or no? Did you see in the first half, in the first 10 minutes, first 5 minutes of the Duke game last night, did you see Prince Zion get dunked over in the ball game first 5 minutes last night?
I hate I didn't see it.
I did not watch the game. I don't watch Duke basketball very often.
Well, he did. He got dunked over by this dude named Banks, and I thought ESPN was going to just go off the air because it happened. But the kid just went up. He was standing there. Zion was smart. He was thinking about going up to contest it. He was standing right beside the rim. But when the guy's private parts were in his face, he decided not to jump and just stand there. That will not be a top 10 highlights of all time show, you know, last night, because it was Prince Zion getting dunked on and it wasn't him doing the dunking. But the other seven out of the 10 highlights, I'm sure, was Zion Williamson doing something. So they're going to change the name. It's going to be EZPN. Instead of ESPN, it's going to become EZPN. And they're going to just have, it's going to be the Entertainment and Zion Sports Network. So anyway, that's the last question. All right, guys, that's it. That's it for tonight. Great show. A little over an hour. Facebook Live ran out. Oh, well, you'll have to watch it or you have to listen to it here. Remember, next week we're going to be Facebook Living with a charged phone. We'll be at Twin Peaks about 1 o'clock, hopefully eating, and then start online and start broadcasting and start recording by about 1:30. So that's it. Have a great night.